Lesson 19. Track 32. Seaside Mystery. Part 12.
How could you do this to me, John? I'm your wife. Why didn't you tell me what was going on?
Janet, I'm sorry, but I was in trouble. I had to leave England and go to Australia. It's a long story, but you had to think I was dead. I seem to have made a mess of everything. I'm so sorry. These friends of yours must think I'm terrible.
There's a car outside, and some men are getting out. I think they are coming here.
Turn off the lights and go out the back, quickly.
It's too late. They are in.
Well, well, well. I think we have got everything we need here. Right. I think we'll have you lot on the floor. Tie them up, Reg. No, not you, Harry, or you, John. You are coming with us. Where's the lady, then? There was a young lady with you, wasn't there?
She's gone home.
Oh, has she now? Well, perhaps we'd better have a look round the house first. Ron, go and have a look.
Okay, boss.
What do you want? You know we haven't got any money.
Money? Dear, oh dear. This isn't just about money. No, my son. This is much more serious. This is about people not doing as they are told. And when people don't do as they are told, they get into trouble with Mr. Cray, don't they?
Look, Carl, why don't you just leave these people alone? They haven't done anything. I'll come with you.
Yes, he's right. You can have me, too.
Leave me alone!
Leave her alone, you thug!
I found her upstairs. I think she called the police.
Then we must all go, ladies and gentlemen. Ron, bring those two. And yes, bring the girl as well.
Stop! Police!
Quick! Out of the back way!
Right, nobody move! You're under arrest, and anything you say will be taken down.
Well, I am glad it's all over. But it was quite exciting, wasn't it?
Maybe, but I don't want to go through anything like that again.
Nor do I. Well done, Yoshiko. You saved us all.
Thanks. But really, I think we all did well.
I agree. But there are a few things I still don't understand.
It's quite a sad story, I think.
What do you mean?
It's sad for the King family. Last night, Mrs. King told me everything. Mr. King, John King, had a small business which lost a lot of money. A man, Carl Cray, said he would help him and gave him some money. Unfortunately, John could not pay the money back on time, and Carl Cray said he would kill his family if he didn't pay him back.
So what happened then?
That's why John King went to Australia. He left a note for his wife to say he was going to kill himself. He wanted everyone to believe he was dead so that the men would leave his family alone. But Harry found out and went to visit his dad in Australia. Unfortunately, Carl Cray and his men found out too.
So when Harry came back to England, The men were waiting for him.
Yes. That's when they told him to rob the bank with them.
I see. But why did Mrs. King ask us to meet her at the station with the money?
Well, the men told her to go to London with the money. She had to go to a hotel and wait for them. They were trying to get money from her and from Harry.
But why did John King try to get money from us?
One of Carl Cray's men, Reg, told him they had his son. He had to get the money or they were going to kill him.
It sounds very complicated.
Yes, it is. But now it is all over and the police have got those men. And the best thing is that Mr. and Mrs. King and Harry can be happy again.
What about you, Yoshiko? What will you do?
I am going back to Japan in a month's time. I want to see my family again. I miss them very much.
Perhaps when school finishes, we can have a little holiday. All three of us, I mean.
Yes, Peter. I think I would like that very much.
I'm glad you said that, Peter. But I think I will go back to see my girlfriend in Spain.
Well, I think this has been a wonderful adventure.
I'm glad you are happy now, Peter. Perhaps next year we will all come back to England for another adventure.
I don't know about that, but I think our English has improved, don't you?
Absolutely.
This is the end of Stage 6. Published and copyright The Reader's Digest, 2004.